Today I'm going to be showing you guys how to get the poo line out of the crawfish. But before I do, if that button is red and lit up right there, it probably means I'm live showing you guys how I make them. Let's get into it. Ooh, that was the first time. Let me give y'all more detail. Here is a life hack on how to get the poo line out of the crawfish if you wanted to clean it. So you grab the middle tail, and what you want to do is go ahead and just twist that off, and just like that, it slides right in. Isn't that crazy? Is that not the wildest thing? And then you do this, do that, and no poo line. As fun as that is, a lot of people down here in Louisiana, we're in Louisiana, you just kind of get used to it and add in that extra flavor. If you want to really get fancy, start getting stuff out of the head. If you get lucky, you can get all the fat in one push. That's the flavor right there. We don't really have any big claws in this batch, but usually if you have big claws, you just want to wiggle them, get that claw meat, because see, there's not even claw meat on this one. Usually that claw meat's the best meat of the crawfish, and then sometimes you can even drink the juice. You can drink it through the claws so that you don't get the fat if you don't want the fat. Honestly though, some of the crawfish that I've had, I can't eat the fat. It's gotta be specific recipes and flavors where there's so much flavor that it drowns out the like dead fish taste and the fat, if that makes sense. Crawfish tastes like dead fish if you don't season them right. So if you had crawfish in any other state besides Louisiana and you were like, it's mid, it's not that good, it kind of tastes like a, probably because they didn't make it right.